It's always good to have the broadsheets on for a change. So this is the headline. Womb cancer risk is higher in overweight women, a study finds. Now, this isn't new in that we knew that being overweight and having obesity is a hugely significant risk factor for what we call endometrial cancer or womb cancer. And 80% of endometrioid cancers are in overweight women. But this study has given us a bit more information. And what they did, they found that for every extra 5 units of BMI, that's body mass index, the risk of a woman having endometrial cancer increases by nearly 90%.
Ooh,
and
God.
So an extra 5 BMI units is equivalent for a 5'5" woman is 2 stone heavier. And this study has found, because we knew it was a risk factor, but this study is giving a bit more information, and it looks like it's tied to 2 hormones, which they think are insulin and testosterone. It's very early days, but it may mean that we get more targeted treatments going forward. So it's good that we know this now and that we can get some more information from it. But I think it's important also to talk about what symptoms would be of a worry when you need to see your doctor about this, because that's what we know at the moment. So postmenopausal bleeding after the menopause is very important. Never ignore that. And this is the commonest symptom. And this would be vaginal bleeding that occurs more than 1 year after your last period. Other things to look out for and to be concerned about would be abnormal uterine bleeding before the menopause. Also, a new vaginal discharge in a woman over the age of 55. Also, new urinary symptoms, so new blood in the urine, what your doctor would call hematuria, that's important. And also things like abdominal pain, bloating, or a change in bowel habit. All of those things would mean that you need to see your doctor for a checkup just to see what's going on.
So it isn't necessarily just because you're overweight. There is something happening because you're overweight. And I imagine the insulin thing also relates to diabetes being more prevalent with people being overweight.
Exactly. And in fact, type 2 diabetes is also a risk factor for endometrial cancer as well. But it's really important, as you say, that we realize this is a risk factor, but it's something we can do about it. This isn't about fat shaming or anything like that at all. That's not helpful to anybody. It's about realizing that this is an issue and taking steps to help people with this issue.